You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Falls Police Department has announced the arrest of a suspect in connection to a series of vehicle thefts and damaged mailboxes. According to a press release, law enforcement authorities say three vehicles had been stolen from various locations from the city, in addition to the damaged mailboxes reported on the east side. One adult man was taken into custody, and authorities are trying to identify any additional suspects. Any resident with information or video footage of the damage and thefts should contact the department. The St. Croix Valley Food Alliance has announced they've received crucial grant funding through their partnership with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. According to organization officials, the new funding has allowed them to hire a local food coordinator dedicated to improving efficiency and connecting sustainable farms with the rest of the community. The organization's main goals are to introduce new agricultural economic opportunities in the region, build local connections with stores and schools, and make food from local sustainable farms more accessible. The Barron County Sheriff's Department has a lot of new surveillance cameras in the form of residents voluntarily registering their own cameras. Over the summer, the Sheriff's Department started asking residents to register their cameras online. The registration allows law enforcement authorities to quickly identify potential surveillance footage during an investigation. Since the request went out in August, over 50 cameras have been registered through the program. Any resident interested in registering their camera can do so on cityprotect.com. Wisconsin wildlife officials could soon manage the deer population based on habitat rather than county lines in the central and northern forest zones. On Wednesday, the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board unanimously approved the new regulations. They still need approval from the state legislature and Governor Tony Evers to take effect. Proponents of the change say it will help the northern forest zone especially, having seen more persistent struggles with deer management. Critics say the solution is allowing the deer population to grow in those areas. A Wisconsin appeals court ruled that a grant program aimed at helping minority students afford higher education is unconstitutional on Wednesday. The Second District Court of Appeals cited a 2023 U.S. Supreme Court decision in its ruling, which found race-based affirmative action programs in college admissions are unconstitutional. The Wisconsin Higher Education Aids Board's grant program was created in 1985 and provided minority students with between $250 and $2,500 in aid to reduce higher education costs. Republican state lawmakers have reintroduced legislation that would ban gender-affirming care for Wisconsin minors. The bill would prohibit healthcare providers from providing or referring patients for things like puberty suppressants and hormone treatment. Critics of the bill say medical decisions should be made by families and their healthcare providers, not politicians. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto similar proposals in the past, but his ability to halt efforts to enact similar legislation on a federal level is limited. The Eau Claire City Council voted to approve the creation of a new committee aimed at addressing upcoming budget challenges this week. The new Fiscal Stability Committee will include five members of the City Council with a focus on addressing budget issues during the 2026 drafting process. They will be tasked with providing the Council with an analysis of budget strategies, like reducing services and pursuing new revenue sources. Details on how the committee will operate will be ironed out in an organizational meeting after the April election. The St. Croix Economic Development Council recently hosted a housing forum with more local community leaders. The forum was used to share data from the St. Croix County Housing Study with community leaders in Baldwin and was presented by officials from the West Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. Affordable housing access has become a troublesome issue across western Wisconsin as local municipalities struggle with a growing unhoused population. A previous forum was held in January with Hudson community leaders. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is calling on the United States Department of Agriculture to resume distributing Dairy Business Innovation Initiative's payments. In a letter to Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, Senator Baldwin said funding appropriated for the program in 2023 has not been reimbursed, leaving 88 dairy businesses without a total of $6.5 million that had been promised. She also warned that many of those smaller dairy businesses cannot afford the disruptions to that funding while trying to remain competitive. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing a new law enforcement agency in his budget to protect the state's judges and court staff. The proposal calls for a $1 million annual budget to expand the court's marshal office. It would include 8 law enforcement personnel tasked with investigating threats made against the judiciary, and the law enforcement personnel would be authorized to make arrests if warranted. Their intent is to ensure judges, court staff, and members of the public can navigate the judiciary process without fear. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We all have our image of suit-clad Frank Sinatra holding a cigarette and a glass of whiskey while crooning iconic songs. If actor James Marsden has his way, he would love to play Sinatra in a film that shows the singer's darker and more tortured side, according to the New York Post. The 51-year-old Marsden has always been a fan and says a role similar to what Jamie Foxx did when he played Ray Charles would be perfect for a movie about Sinatra. Admirable intentions, but I can't even imagine how many actors would be lined up to play Frank Sinatra. Marsden can currently be seen in the Hulu show Paradise. According to the New York Post, trust fund kid Robert Ritchie, aka Kid Rock, might be dating intellectual Lauren Boebert. They were seen flirting recently at political functions. I'm assuming Ritchie had lots of competition trying to woo the congresswoman after the video of her on a date at a theater went viral. It was probably only a matter of time before these dimwits realized their love of semi-automatic weapons and fell into each other's arms. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, producer Adam Fields says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new pope after the death of a pope, has a lot on their mind, like a potential Best Picture win at the Oscars this coming weekend after winning the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture last Sunday at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Members of the cast wished real-life Pope Francis well as he has been hospitalized with health issues at 88 years old. Isabella Rossellini said, "We love this pope and are worried for him. Life imitating art or art imitating life?" If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson where he and his crew of deep-sea divers are forced to brave the dark deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The cast includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Harris, and Morgan Freeman, and with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. We'll have some clearing and the wind will die down this afternoon. Our high today, low 40s. Tonight, down to 30. Tomorrow, a little light rain or snow shower possible, but the big deal will be the wind. Cloudy, windy, falling temperatures. We'll drop into the mid-30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.